Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke in for Lori Walsh. Friday is our day for Moment in Sound, featuring performance from any of our three studios across the state. In February, Sioux Falls-based singer-songwriter Meriwether Raindelay stopped by our KCSD studio on the University of Sioux Falls campus. He visited with In the Moment host Lori Walsh.
With me in the studio, Meriwether Raindelay has set up. How are you?
I'm well.
And welcome. He's got a self-titled album. It was released last spring. I spent the morning with it. It's wonderful. Highly recommend. Gives a taste of alt-country, folk, and alternative music. At least that's the description.
Yeah.
There. I don't know. Is that a fair description?
I think it's pretty accurate, yeah.
Yeah?
You know?
So, you play guitar, you play piano?
A little bit, yes.
Tell me about your musical background.
Well, I'm all just self-taught. The main goal was to always just be able to write little songs, you know? So the instruments came from that.
Really? Self-taught?
Yeah.
On guitar and piano?
Yeah. Piano's more recent. I've just been teaching myself by songs that are already written on guitar and trying to transcribe them to the piano. And then from there, I've been writing more on the piano and organ.
And organ.
Yes, I like the organs.
And what do you like about the organ?
They're haunting. They're very haunting.
Huh. So give me an idea of what, like, you just give yourself that kind of permission to play and explore. And a lot of musicians and artists don't do that, and maybe you even learn in school that you can't do that.
I think that it comes from I know as when I was younger, my mom would always sing little tunes around the song, kind of like, I consider it like note taking or jotting on the side of a page when you're note taking. And so I've always just had little jingles or whatever in my head.
Yeah.
And once I picked up the guitar, it was just, I need to write these little songs, and pop music is what I guess comes out as.
So how old?
Oh, when this I'm about 14.
14.
Yeah.
This sort of comes as part of who you are.
Yeah.
And what did it provide you at the age of 14?
I'm
a mother of
angst.
A teenager, so like I'm making that connection there.
Well, that was faster music. I was into punk when I was a kid. So aggression, angst. That's what came out then.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of anger, I guess.
And how has that sort of changed then?
I'm pretty chill now.
Yeah.
I think it still comes from the same place and attitude, but I don't know, there's a sadness definitely to it that I think came from when I was a kid, but I'm still looking to identify that place, but explore it, you know? And then just the storytelling.
I would have said storytelling and melancholy.
Yeah.
After listening to the album, I would say there's a melancholy to it.
There's comfort in that.
So play something for us. What do you want to play first?
I'll play something that isn't on the tape. It's a newer one. I thought I could die for you. Candy bars never tasted so sweet. I thought I could die for you. Honey, you must lie, 'cause you're too neat. I thought I was a million bucks. Drowning out was our ongoing. I thought I was a million bucks. And a million more couldn't buy your love complete. Up to me to let you down. Shana na na, leave it up to you to drag me through. Do 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 feel like a fat snowman melting for your enjoyment. I feel like a fat snowman. I love your pipes and your warm sweater. I am just a daisy chain hanging on by a teeny tiny stem. I am just a daisy chain tied too tightly but still brightly shining. Up to me, you let you down. Sha-na-na-na, leave it up to you to drag me through.
If you're just tuning in, Moment in Sound this Friday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Our guest is Meriwether Rain Delay, singer, songwriter, musician. Sioux Falls, is that where you're from?
Sioux Falls.
Right here in Sioux Falls. What's it like to play a song that you've written for somebody for the first time?
Well, a lot of them I find is they're for me. You know, playing in front of people has become terrifying. It's terrifying. It's a newer thing. You know, I've been playing and writing these songs for myself and for just very few people have heard them. Only in the last year or so have I been taking them out and about. A little bit here and there when I would get bursts of courage, I would play open mics or something like that. I would get like this need to show it to like a bigger, something bigger, but until being introduced to Total Drag, I wasn't playing out and about. It was they seem like mantras for me. I play them at home a lot. Like on lunch break, I'll go home and I'll pick up the guitar and run through a song or whatever. So they seem like they're for me a lot of times.
What kind of response have you gotten from audiences?
I've gotten good response. Yeah.
And how
people seem to like it.
Does that feed into what you want to do in the future?
Yeah, I like that. But I mean, if I wasn't playing for them for people, I would still be writing and playing for myself.
I love that.
Yeah. I would like more people to hear them at this point. If I like that idea of it, and I'm putting together another album and trying to push forward.
You know? I predict that a lot of people will.
Yeah.
So how do you feel when you're done? You know, playing at Total Drag or somewhere like that. What is that? Is that exhausting for you then, or is it energizing?
It can depend. It's definitely exhausting. Just being around people can be exhausting. But I'm energized by the fact that I'm doing something, proving to myself, I'm overcoming things that I at first thought that I never would. And so each little time seems like a victory, which is personally I like.
Yeah. Where do the words come from? Then you're very much a writer too, I can tell.
Yeah, they come from I feel like I can just tap in. Sometimes I can just tap into something, a lot of times from a little melody, something that I hear, I can switch the words around, or they come from the air.
Yeah. Play something else for us. What's next?
I'll do Forgive Forgotten. It's a little one. Goes. become a son and don't choose who to love. Just shine your energy on all of life. Judgment is made, but that ain't who you are. You might as well identify as the clouds. So forgive the forgotten, 'cause they don't exist. They only live like ghosts inside my head. And taking time for granted is what I do best. Always thinking you got it bad, don't you, kid?
If you're just tuning in, our guest is Meriwether Rain Delay. You're listening to South Dakota Public Broadcasting. It's Friday, so we're here with Moment in Sound, and Meriwether is a singer, songwriter, musician from Sioux Falls, self-titled album. So you can find Meriwether Rain Delay's CD album. Where do you find that?
It was released on cassette through Total Drag.
Cassette?
Yes, and then came with a download code, so cassette. And then you can find it on iTunes, Bandcamp, and all the other
platforms.
Why
cassette?
Cassette, well, you know, just like vinyl, they're having a resurgence, you know. And you can put them in your pocket, carry them around. There's cool artwork, you can collect them. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a, they're cheap to press, a lot cheaper than vinyl to press, so that's a big plus. And you can get them out there. And now with having a download code, I guess that just kind of changes it all up.
Yeah. You know what I like about cassette is you can't skip forward easily.
Yeah.
So you're listening to the artist's intent through the whole thing.
Right.
Similar to vinyl, but even vinyl you can kind of get on and off easily.
Yeah.
But cassette, you know, you got to put some effort into, you know, skipping something. So you sit through the whole narrative, I think, that what the artist is trying to say.
Very true.
Tell me about the scene in Sioux Falls right now as a musician who's just sort of getting started sharing your work with audiences.
It's exploding. I think not only the music scene, but just Sioux Falls as a city is kind of finding an identity and expressing itself in all sorts of ways. There's just things going on all the time. And I mean, downtown Sioux Falls kind of having an identity, and people are starting to see that. I don't know if it's like a modesty thing, that we don't think that what comes from here can be the best, but I think people are starting to see that local things can be just as good as whatever else is out there.
Yeah.
I love seeing the band. There's a band called The Lemons. They're younger guys. Just the, getting the performance out and this aggression and having this space like Total Drag is something that curates all these things, is where people can run through and be comfortable and get practice. You know, it's something that I never had but always wanted, was someplace where you can go in a safe place. You know,
right,
too.
Right. Let's hear another song.
Okay.
What's this one going to be? Meriwether Rain Delay, if you're
this,
just tuning
it's,
in.
It's one of my favorites off the tape. It's called Oh Sweet Anne Marie. You are parade from place that's innately good. Oh, your kindness ain't afraid of no rainy day parade. Your intelligence runs through. Keep talking all about it. Oh me, oh my, how lucky am I to have you in my life. Breathe your your kindness ain't afraid of no rainy day parade. Your intelligence runs through. Keep talking all about it.
Just tuning in, our guest is Meriwether Rain Delay, singer, songwriter, musician from Sioux Falls. You're listening to Moment in Sound on Fridays in the Moment, South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We've talked about the sort of melodic simplicity and lyrical honesty and performance vulnerability, and some people work for a long time to try to achieve that. You have it at the beginning of your career in public. Jump ahead a little bit and tell me, is that something that you can preserve into the future? Are you, do you think about that at all?
Yeah, I do. I think about it's funny because I just feel like my wheels were always spinning, so I just have a lot of content, a lot of bigger ideas, and that I now see myself executing those things, and just through having a community of people, that those things can start to come to life, and it's beautiful.
Do you surprise yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So, this creative process, then, how do you? You mentioned a lunch break.
Yeah.
And I want to talk for a minute to those other artists or musicians or poets who are trying to figure out how to make creativity part of their daily life. And it's worth it for you.
Oh, definitely. A lot of times it can be frustrating. Even it doesn't seem like it's creative. It almost is like a necessity for my mental health or clarity. You know, it just kind of sets me right. That's why but I think it's important just to know that we all have something in us. I have a voice. I want to use it, I guess. You know.
Right.
It's fun just to sing. You know, people sing in the car, it's just taking it a little further. I always took it very serious, so I guess that was the thing, is I thought it was going somewhere.
Are you having fun?
I'm having fun, though, yeah.
Right.
Lots of fun.
Meriwether Rain Delay joined SDPB Radio for Moment in Sound in February. His self-titled release from May 2016 was mastered at Chad Conrad's Pony Creek Studios in Sioux Falls. Coincidentally, Chad Conrad joins us next Friday for Moment in Sound. He fronts the Tinderbox, and they perform next Friday evening as part of the Four Winds Festival 2 at Icon Lounge in Sioux Falls. I'm Steve Zwemke along with Chris Loffrey. Next on In the Moment, SDPB's China Locket brings us Renaissance art from a Sioux Falls oil painter.
Sweetest souls.